Last week, we looked at the idea of evangelism and cultivating, or cultivation, whereby through establishing relationships, through building friendships, through cultivating a relationship where Christians come to, through their presence, carry some influence in the life of a non-Christian. Through their presence in a non-Christian's life, that non-Christian is very likely more apt, more prone to overcoming obstacles that he or she faces in hearing the gospel, because they've got something going in a relationship with a Christian person or a group of Christian people. And tonight we're going to look at the aspect of evangelism and sowing. Evangelism and sowing. Now we're breaking down the concept of evangelism into different stages. And that's because we're often so prone to think of evangelism as a one-event type of a thing. Something that happens at one particular place, at one particular time, where there is a certain set of facts about the good news of Jesus Christ that is presented to a person or to a group of people. That is to say, where the news that Jesus Christ died for our sins is presented. He offers forgiveness and eternal life is relayed. There's an opportunity for a person to trust in Him as their Savior. That is given. There is emphasized the need for repentance, for turning from that sin that has alienated us from God. These facts being presented at one place or one time to one person or a group of people is emphasized. We are prone to think of evangelism in those terms. There is a phrase that I've become acquainted with recently. Maybe you have heard it as well. And that is this: evangelism is a process, not a project. Evangelism is a process, not a project. That is to say, if you and I think of evangelism as a project, you or I would be probably thinking that evangelism is something that we do to a person. We do something to a person. We evangelize that person. However, if we think of evangelism as a process, we're going to be thinking in terms of evangelism as something that we are ongoingly in our life, in our lifestyle. Something that we are in our daily life. And thinking in those terms, and that would be a concern that I would have for our church fellowship, that we come to see evangelism more as a process rather than as a project. Evangelism combining then the words that we speak and the life that we live, combining them both as a witness to Jesus Christ, should be our concept of what evangelism is. Evangelism as a process, not a project. Now, sowing is what we're looking at for these few moments. The definition that I would present for sowing or sowing seeds is where seeds are planted, seeds are sown or planted in the mind of a non-Christian person. Seeds that are sown in the mind of a non-Christian person which challenge that person's way of thinking about themselves, about God, about the world that they live in. Seeds that are planted in their mind, and these seeds stem and they derive from, they come from God's Word. They come from His revelation in the Bible. Seeds that originate in their thoughts from the Scripture. That's what we mean by sowing. And it's important that we look at one of the parts of a ministry of evangelism as being that of sowing, because it's very often true that people are at various stages or levels of their openness to hearing the good news about Jesus Christ. Different levels or stages. Think of the people that you have come across in your own lifetime and when you have discussed spiritual things, for example. Non-Christians that you know. Think with me if one or two or more have fitted into this particular stage in their life. A stage where a person is totally resistant, first of all, to the gospel. They're resistant. They're the self-made man or woman. They've made it this far on their own, and they're likely to continue in the same path. But yet, through cultivating a friendship, a relationship, you come to find that that person experiences loneliness, and they tell you how they deal with that loneliness when they have it. What do you do? Well, in planting a seed, in taking a concept from Scripture or an idea from God's Word that comes to speak to that person in that particular point of their life, you might, if it's true to your experience, share something that has happened to you in your time of loneliness. You know, Bill, I get lonely too. But I find that reading certain portions of the Bible really help me. They really bring some comfort during that time. Or, if it's true in your experience, you might say, Bill, there are some Christian friends that kind of rally around me at that time. And they help me through that particular time period that I'm going through that loneliness. You know, there was a young man named Gary who I was able to get to know over the last few years. We did some things together, mainly playing basketball, though, at the YMCA over the lunch hour. And Gary was one of these hardcore guys. He was resistant, and he was determined that the gospel was not for him. But I recognized that Gary was a guy who had a very poor self-image. Nobody ever said anything good to him or about him. And he was really a loner. And you could see it out on the court. He would fight like crazy for the ball or whatever he wanted to do. People would kind of stand back. But Gary needed some encouragement. He needed to know that somehow he was important. And so that's how I prayed. God, would you show me some way where I could either say or demonstrate to him that he's a special guy, that he's important in your eyes. And one day, after playing basketball, we got ready to take a shower, and I realized that I didn't have any soap. And Gary had some. So I asked him, as we were going into the shower, I said, Gary, can I borrow some of your soap? And he said, yeah. And so he gave me his soap and its container, and I opened it up. And would you believe, the soap that he had in there was Cam-A. Now, maybe some of you men use that, but it's not my regular brand. But you know, God planted a thought in my mind, and as I gave that soap back to Gary, I said, you know, Gary, I noticed what brand you had. And he said, yeah, and I said, I knew that there was something beautiful about you. And, you know, we both just broke into laughter. And that opened up something in our relationship that had never been there before. Something began to click just a little bit more. And I think Gary saw that I cared about him and that he was important. Dealing with people who are totally resistant to the gospel can be a challenge. But we can plant seeds in their lives as well. Maybe you've run into people who are in another stage, that are guarded. They're possibly a little bit open to you or for spiritual things, but they're also very negative. How in the world can this gospel be relevant to my life? How can the Bible say anything that is realistic, that could help me in my daily life? How is it, in other words, relevant? Well, along with both showing acts of love and of kindness to a person who is in that stage, you know, it might be very natural to comment about how relevant your faith is, even to a point where you're reading the morning headlines, and where there's no reason for hope other than the fact that you have faith in God and that He is somehow going to bring about something good out of this whole mess that you're reading about. That may be enough. But in your own experience, saying something, just a little bit of information about the relevance of your own faith in daily life and events. with someone who's guarded and negative. Maybe a person you determine is at a level where they have hang-ups about Christianity, where they see it primarily as rules and regulations, where they don't see Christians having much fun or don't think that Christians can have fun. What might your approach be? Well, you might very openly share with that person, you know, Sarah, an important discovery in my life has been to see that Christianity is primarily a relationship with the living God through Jesus Christ, not a set of rules and regulations. And that kind of a statement may just open up something in that person's mind. They're thinking about, they've never thought of that before, a relationship with God? Or how about the fun? You know, not only the things that you would choose to do with that non-Christian, some fun things that you would choose to do together, but also in your conversation, relaying some of the things that you really enjoy that God has given that are fun, that are good, that are healthy, relaying those in conversation with the non-Christian. They need to hear and see that Christians have fun. Well, you might find someone who is searching, who is demonstrating a growing interest in spiritual things, but they're still just a little bit cautious. Well, a possible approach to plant a seed could be to relate some truth of Scripture to their present condition, that person who is becoming increasingly open to spiritual things. Planting a little seed that there is a scriptural truth that speaks to the condition of their life. Now, I want to be careful in sharing this personal example because it's not an ordinary one, but it's one that came to mind. And that was a year ago, this coming September, through a chain of events that had to be obviously of God, I was able to speak with a young woman who was a prostitute. And she was obviously searching. And we went around and around and around on the telephone. She called first during a Sunday school hour, and we could only talk for a few minutes, and then she called a little bit later in the afternoon, as I told her if she would call back. And from her hotel room in the town that we were living in, she wanted to carry on this conversation further. And it wasn't until we began to pick up on the condition that she was in that things began to click. And she, of course, in her line of occupation, if that's what you want to call it, was often condemning herself because other people condemned her. And I made a simple statement, planted a little seed, where I just said, Ginger, do you know that Jesus Christ didn't condemn prostitutes? And she said on the phone, you mean that? You show me. See, she was in her hotel room and she had a Gideon Bible. And we turned to John 4 and we turned to John 8 and we read those passages. And all of a sudden, she just became wide open as I've ever been around any person to hearing about the good news of Jesus Christ. She said, this is heavy. She said, wow, that's neat. God didn't condemn prostitutes. You see, there are probably other levels that we could list, levels that people are in. But the principle is that we sow, we plant seeds with little bits of truth, little bits of truth that speak to the condition or the need of the non-Christian that we are in that relationship with, that we're in that friendship with. How do you sow seeds? What are the methods? Well, we've talked about one, simple conversation in planting these seeds. There are others, might share our testimony. And there will be an opportunity for anyone here to learn more about presenting their own personal testimony, how they have come to faith in Jesus Christ, or what their faith in Christ has meant. At our Evangelism Sunday, we'll have a workshop on September 1st concerning that, presenting a testimony, both for those who come to know Christ later in life and those who came to know him at a very early age as a child. Sharing the testimony is a way to sow a seed. Books and tapes, you know, books or tapes or some other vehicle you have that you want to present to your non-Christian friend that can speak to a need in their life in the marriage or in raising children, a good book that you know of on child discipline or whatever, where you're planting seeds, where eventually that non-Christian comes to the place where there is a demonstrated openness to hearing a plan of salvation and responding to that. People are still in process, many of them are. And our temptation will be to really dump the whole load or to shoot from both barrels if they show any interest in spiritual things. But it's been my experience that that can be detrimental unless we're really sensitive to where those people are in their life. But to take a little bit at a time is not only healthy for that ongoing relationship, but it also brings them a little step further along in the process of being open to hearing the gospel. We want to present seeds that tell something about the character of God, who he really is, in distorted thoughts that modern people have. We want to demonstrate the reality of the Christian life. We don't want to fake a problem-free life in this seed sowing, nor do we want to paint on a 24-hour-a-day smile if it's not true. But we're simply opening up thoughts that truly relate to your life, to my life, and to the life of our friends that we're making who are outside faith in Jesus Christ at the present time.